Here we go. Got some action.
Going to another jetpack call.
Yeah. The guy must have fell out of the sky.
He's here.
He ran out of fuel.
Cruising down the street in my 6'4".
Just like that, somebody turned off the rain and the sun come out.
I'm your huckleberry.
Hey everybody, you don't know me, but I'm on TV, so you can trust me.
Welcome to the This is Tampa podcast with
Rob.
And I'm Jen, and today we are here with a very special guest, Mr. Kirby LaValle, co-owner with his wife, Miss Christina LaValle, of The Cake Girl.
The Cake Girl.
Yay! Yep. Well, Kirby, welcome back. This is our first episode in probably 6 months. So thanks for helping us break the seal, I guess.
We're back.
We're back. Oh my gosh.
Oh. The winter edition, right?
How have you been, Rob?
I've been warm until today, but today we're a little chilly outside over here off Dale Mabry.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been good. I've been, you know, trying to get back in the swing of things here and looking forward to 2021 for business and everything, and getting the podcast back on a regular basis. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
You?
Same.
Same.
Just getting there.
We're
almost to 2021.
Yeah.
So let's talk to Kirby a little bit, because I'm curious. You own this beautiful small business here in Carrollwood, and you're very successful. So how has it been for you and Christina as far as business with COVID and just all the changes going on this year?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. And
yeah, thank you.
It's 2020 has been an interesting year for a lot of people that don't know. We actually celebrated our first year in brick and mortar during Corona. So it'll be a year that we'll never forget. June was our 1 year anniversary here at our first brick and mortar store. We've been around for about 10 years between our festivals, markets, our food truck, and then all the little progressions along the way that we've made to get to the point of having our first store. So definitely a milestone, and if it's something that we've learned a lot our first year, and we've learned how to really adapt, overcome, and just be fluid and flexible and just roll with it. That's probably been our recipe to success, to be honest with you, is just be able to learn from what's going on in the world, learn what our customers want, and figure out how to deliver it to them.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing, like what has separated a lot of businesses that have continued to be successful and grow their business, or at least survive, like in this atmosphere. And I think you were on the call too, right? Were we all on a call like in the beginning, like April or whatever, that Maureen put on with all the small, with all the small businesses, and everybody was looking for different ideas on, you know, how they can leverage their business or change it to meet the customer's needs, meet your own needs to put food on the table. And I think yours, I mean, you got a social media profile, like you are on point with that. And I think that helps a lot.
Yeah, it's definitely helps us to be able to communicate well with our customers. And, you know, and what we do, our product really is seeing is believing, right? And tasting it, of course.
Oh,
but,
yeah, for sure.
You know, if really what we do, it sells itself once they see what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the social media has been huge, especially if you just leverage it properly. I mean, even with what you guys do, is just pushing out information and announcements, and now especially we're in a virtual world. I think that's social media, I think, has taken a turn. I mean, look at Zoom. I mean, Zoom was, I didn't even know about Zoom before coronavirus.
Yeah, I think I used it like a couple times maybe, but you guys nail it. Like when you do see your like photos and stuff, like I literally can taste it. Like I can imagine tasting the cake. And it's you're test driving it virtually, but it's there.
Virtual cake tastings.
Oh yeah, virtual cake tasting.
But well, speaking of your social media, so the Cake Girl, it's at the Cake Girl on Instagram.
The Cake Girl LLC, yes.
Okay, Cake Girl LLC, and then on Facebook.
We're hoping
too.
To get the Cake Girl one day soon. Somebody else has it. It's been an account that's been active for I think 15 years, and they don't even use it, but. We'll have to have a chat with some people about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Own it all.
Well, I remember when this everything first started with COVID, you did something that was so awesome, which was those cute little cupcake kits. And I remember I picked them up for my kids, and they just loved it. It was so good.
Yeah, that, did you actually ever close your doors?
We closed for the two-week mandate, kind of, when that first happened, where local government said, hey, everybody's kind of shut down for 2 weeks, you know, no dining rooms. It was a very gray area of like who could operate, who couldn't operate. So really what we did is we just used that 2 weeks to sit down and plan our new launches of our products and figure out how we could get back open. Even if we couldn't essentially open the doors, you know, what could we do? Could we deliver? Could we ship? Could we, you know, stand out front in the parking lot? Whatever we could do, you know.
And that take-home kit was, how'd that come about?
We've been getting asked for a long time about, you know, doing decorating contests. The do-it-yourself kit was just like a fun way to get people, especially when they were at home, to say, okay, this is something fun, like Jen said, that you can do with your kids, you know?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it was like, and we made it a competition, so it got people more engaged and got them online, and they were posting social media videos, and it really kind of caught a pretty cool
the genius of
traction.
It.
Yeah,
that's the genius of it. That's why I say, like, you would think that you had a marketing background, like, for real. Like,
I've actually got that a lot in my life, and I think it's just because I've been in business for so long. I started my first business when I was 12 years old, pushing a lawnmower around my neighborhood, and curbside lawn service, and it's actually spelt like my name, K-I-R-B-S-I-D-E.
That's cute.
And, you know, I started just pushing my dad's lawnmower around my neighborhood, and before you knew it, I had like 25 accounts. I was in high school at the time. I got a trailer. I got commercial lawn equipment.
Wow.
And just continued to grow it and linked up with some people and learned networking and learned from some pretty cool older business guys along the way and just kind of really always had that entrepreneurial bug since that time.
Yeah, it's evident, like, because I watch what you do. You know who else is good is Joe from the ice cream shop.
Yeah.
I literally go in there. And because I seen something on Instagram, I say, I get it, I save it.
I want that.
Yeah, I literally, that's how I order. Because I look at the board, I'm like, I just want
that's
this.
That's sometimes the way it is, you know, when people, like you said, you can almost taste it through, especially now with how good cameras are, you know, and technology and videos. Like we posted a ramen noodle cake just the other day,
and we did
something a little different. We did a video kind of showing the dimensions of the cake and stuff, and that video just went like crazy.
Oh yeah.
So we're just trying new things and seeing what people like.
Yeah.
And you know, just figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, you do a good job. You know, like, what's the other businesses you came with?
I started with my lawn service. Then when I went to college, my buddy and I that we went to high school with, we started a four-wheel drive company. We did, it's called Four Wheel Wholesale. And what we did is we sold online truck accessories. So we got into kind of e-commerce back when that was.
Oh, like first. eBay and stuff? Like,
we started doing eBay. We had an e-commerce store. We sold locally here, Tampa, Orlando. We got hooked up with some distributors, Four Wheel Parts and a few others, national things. So we started selling and it was fun. Taught me a lot about that.
I'm curious to know, obviously you started dating Christina and you obviously found out she's an incredible baker.
Yeah.
I know she grew up baking.
He's
so
like,
how did it
business.
Go from like just, this is delicious, you should open a business, to where we are now?
So that's kind of funny. We met when we worked at Target.
Oh.
I was working in loss prevention. She was a front-end manager. And it's like loss prevention can't date the employees. It's like one of the golden rules of that profession, and now I'm way past that, so if Target's listening,
Sorry,
Target. They can't do anything to me at this point. But you know, it was we started dating, or we actually just became really good friends, us and a core other group. You know, we were always would have lunch together, and she would bring in sweets for the staff, and I was like, man, this girl's onto something. You know, she has a great personality and she really knows how to bake. And then I started seeing some pictures of cakes she was doing. And I was like,
you're in.
Do you, yeah, I was like, do you do this for like, do you do this for like a business?
So we were talking about Christina, her incredible talent and her hobbies. You know, her hobby really turned into a business. And she started doing cakes and stuff on the side for people, and people just really loved her work. So she ended up leaving Target. She went to work at a private bakery in Orlando and really learned from that lady and got some really good experience. And then from there, it was pretty much like the progressions, you know, Publix. And, you know, Publix is a different type of cakes than we do here. But she got the experience, you know, more experience under her belt. And then when we got married, she moved to Tampa. We started doing markets and festivals, and I don't think it was even like 3 or 4 months later, we were getting a dessert truck. So we just couldn't bring enough products with us, with a tent. And we did the dessert truck for a couple years, and then it was just like the cake business just took off, and we couldn't even use the truck anymore. It was just like a good problem to have, you know? But
yeah.
So, and then we ended up here.
So you were dating the whole time, like from Target to her going to Orlando?
Yeah, we dated for 6 years before we got married. We got married in 2013.
Oh, so my God.
How'd that work out? Because at one point you were a cop, right?
Yep. Yeah, I worked here at the sheriff's office in Tampa. When I moved from Orlando, I went down south to Fort Myers for about a year and a half for the company that I was working with at the time. And then I ended up coming back up here in 2009 to Tampa. So once we moved here, we commuted back and forth a couple, you know, for a few years.
That's fine.
While I was working and she was working and finishing her school and stuff. And
so at any point were you guys like long distance?
Yeah, probably. I left. I left Orlando in 2009, and then pretty much from there all the way to 2013 was long distance.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
Well, so I have to ask, did Christina make your wedding cake?
She did make our wedding cake, of course.
She had to make her own wedding cake.
I love it.
Yeah, she was very particular about that.
Okay, so tell us about the wedding cake now. What flavor, what frosting?
What do we have? I think we had a couple different flavors, but I think we had the almond cake, and then I think we also had, she did a couple different things. I can't remember. I don't even know if I even ate any of the cake. I can't remember. I was so busy talking to everybody, you know what I mean, and just enjoying yourself. You don't even remember really what kind of cake it was. I remember cutting it, but I don't remember like actually eating it.
Oh,
I know it was good though. I didn't have any complaints.
Good. Well, hey, obviously it's true that the shortest distance to a man's heart is through his belly. And you like baked goods.
Yeah, what's funny is I'm actually not even really a big sweets person.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I don't even eat a lot of sweets. I'm not really big into that. So, for me, you know, I like them every now and then, but I'm not that into them, you know?
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Well, yeah, by now you'd be like 300 pounds if you were.
So, what's the future for the Cake Girl? You're very involved in Tampa Bay and very involved in charities and giving back. What do you have any plans you can fill us in on as far as what's coming up for y'all?
So 2020 was supposed to be store number 2 coming on board, which was a couple years before our plan. But now store number 2 is going to get pushed back a little bit into the beginning of 2021. So that one right now is actively being built in Wesley Chapel in the Grove.
Oh, very exciting.
In the new container park. It's called Crate. With a K, K-R-A-T-E.
Like and, Kirby with a K.
Like, so that's going to be, it's going to be pretty cool.
That is cool.
It's all going to be made out of shipping containers. So they're cutting up the shipping containers, welding them all together.
Wow.
So are you going to have a seating area there? Like, I know some of them have outside seating.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of outdoor. It's going to be a very fluid outdoor kind of entertainment district. This is what Mark Gold is really going for in this project. I think there's going to be some limited seating. I'm not really sure yet. We haven't really finalized all of the plans as far as our drawings and stuff, but I think it's going to be It's definitely going to be spectacular. It's going to be cool.
That's just so
exciting.
Yeah. Oh my
god. There's a lot of people going in there. Well, Joe, like I just said, from Ice Cream Shop, he's going in there. But he's not gonna be in a container, he's gonna be in the regular
building. And that's the cool thing about what they've done is they've redeveloped the whole thing. You know, what used to be desolate buildings is now being revamped.
Yeah.
They're bringing in now, I even saw the sign, co-working space.
Wow. Yep. Oh my god.
I mean it's gonna be like, I think they're gonna really try to make it a hub. And I think, I mean, co-working space is perfect now more than ever when people are getting rid of these big buildings and going to.
Well, they were hit too with this whole.
But I think that's going to be a perfect area because people are already going to be there, you know?
Right. Yeah. I think the commercial real estate is definitely going to be changing after all of this going on right now. So I think Mark Gold was ahead of his time with the Grove and the shipping containers because it's got to be a little bit less of a monthly budget for that building, I would hope, but it's a great destination.
Wesley Chapel is an expensive area.
Yes.
I mean, my rent there is going to be higher in a smaller footprint than here.
Okay,
but
well,
it's
maybe
a different demographic, and it's a different... Wesley Chapel is just a place to be right now, you know? Just like years ago, you know, Carrollwood was the place to be, but Carrollwood's been here in its existing community, and we love it here. It's great to us. But, you know, just like some communities, South Tampa, Gandy, West Shore, all those are being redeveloped. And with that comes higher fees, you know, and more buzz and everything else.
Right.
It's kind of cyclical, you know. Yeah. What's old is new again. What's, you know.
Yeah.
What was new once is now old. This will get built back up at some point.
Well, I think Carrollwood is just a very like classical area, very established. Wesley Chapel is where all the excitement is, it seems, right now. So
all the new,
it's all moving
new.
North. There's, yeah. I mean, there's no land here. I mean, look in Carrollwood. I mean, look around. There's nothing else that you could build on unless you ripped buildings down and rebuilt them.
Mm-hmm. And that's what will happen eventually, right?
You know? Everybody's just going to keep. I mean, that's all they really can do if they want to keep redeveloping and is taking existing buildings and ripping them down. And I mean, I think you saw that near the stadium is now even a lot of those old buildings are coming down and new shops are going in.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that old, what was it, Sam Seltzer's or whatever, or Seltzer's Steakhouse that used to be right near
the dealerships.
Yeah,
and such.
Near the dealerships. That whole thing got knocked down and now it's going to be like 10 or 15. It's a strip center.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, it's taken a little while, but it's going to be probably open here beginning of next year. So that's 10 new businesses that are going to come to that area.
Mm.
And I mean, the Drew Park area is not. Hasn't been, you know, much of a gem for anything outside of car dealerships.
Destination location.
But now, I mean, that area is available and probably relatively cheap.
Mm-hmm. Is the Green Iguana still down there?
Green Iguana is... I'm not sure, to be honest
with you. I think
they
are.
I think they might be.
I think I drove by the other day. Unless I'm imagining things.
Yeah.
Hopefully not while you're driving.
It used to be there.
It was. It went, I imagined it. Speaking of the stadium, we have the Super Bowl coming in a couple of months. Do y'all have any plans yet for Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm not going.
We'll be there, actually. We're an approved vendor.
Oh, exciting.
We were selected as an approved vendor, went through the process, and we're going to be taking part in their tailgate party. So waiting on the final details for that.
So are you hiring? Or
more business to come.
Like for that? You need security or something? Like,
you know, you never know. I might need security.
I can provide security.
It's going
to
be
Rob
fun.
Rob just wants to eat the cupcakes.
Yeah, and watch the Super Bowl. Eat cupcakes, drink beer, and watch Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to be doing our newer product that we launched during COVID for the Super Bowl, which is our Craven Cups, which is the cake that's in a jar. So we're going to be doing those. They really like that product, and that was the one that they chose. So we're going to be doing the our Spanish-style cake, which is called the Puerto Rican cake.
Ooh.
They wanted something that was like kind of a Tampa... Yes. You know, what is Tampa known for? Mm-hmm. A lot of Hispanic population, old school, you know, Spaniards.
Make some cigar ones, like cigar.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of local things. You know, Ybor City stuff. Mm-hmm. They really, the Super Bowl really wanted to do something with
I can
local,
see that.
Cool kind of flair.
Local flavor, yeah. They do that all the time. Like when they're, you know, in Philadelphia, it's all about the cheesesteak, you know, and New York, they go to the pizza place, all about
pizza. That's what I thought was cool, because, you know, when they approached us, it was like, we want to do something like, what is Tampa locally? What's the makeup of the community, you know? Yeah. And what is something unique that we can't get when we go to, like, L.A. or New York or, you know, Philly, right, or, you know, these other places, is like, what's so different, you right know? Because they want the people that are coming to experience a little bit of the local community.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a huge, great idea. Showcases Tampa Bay and all the cool things you have to offer here. So, well, that's really cool, Kirby. I'm very excited to see what the future holds for y'all. And Christina's talent is insane. Those cakes are beautiful. If you haven't checked out the Cake Girl, go look at those pictures and stop in, because it's delicious.
Thank you.
Very, very, I'm like, the ramen noodle cake, I was blown away by that. I don't know how she came up with that.
People asked if it was actually ramen noodles.
It looked, everything.
But I'm like, the cake was like this.
It looks like ramen noodles.
It was, yeah, it looks just like ramen noodles.
Oh my God.
She can do it all. It's insane. Her talent is just amazing.
Yeah, I see some of the things that she's making and I'm like, wow.
Oh my God.
Like, how to.
Yeah, they blow me away.
What is that cake competition, like, on Food Network? They have a
Cake Wars or something.
Cake Wars, yeah, you should go on Cake Wars.
It's funny, she's interviewed for a couple. They haven't panned out yet, but I think 2021's her year.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
I don't know, let's see what happens.
We'll keep an open
mind.
Might be, yeah. Maybe there's some talking already.
That's exciting.
In the background.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you, Kirby, for letting us showcase your business.
Yeah, thank you for having
me. We can get some pictures and share those on our Facebook page as well, and Instagram, so you can all see what's going on inside the Cake Girl and actually see the cupcakes and such. So I'll have to do some of that in a little bit too.
It's gonna be interesting, like, you know what you should do, because everybody likes cake and ice cream together, right? You should hook up with Joe and give each other, like, whatever. Have some kind of thing where you're between you both. Get your cake and your ice cream, too.
There you go.
Match get your cake, get your ice cream.
Yeah. My
kids instead of competing,
love that.
Collaborate.
Collaboration is key.
Yeah, you get a cupcake and a scoop for however many dollars. But you got to go two different places to get it.
Rob's going to be an investor.
You'll burn the calories off as you walk.
Yeah.
Well, so typically, Kirby, at the end of our small business features, we do a lightning round. So I don't know if you have something prepared, Rob. If not,
Lightning round or would you rather? Yeah, it's the same
think?
Thing. Like, you could do the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, Kirby, by the way, I don't think we mentioned it. You're born and raised in Tampa, right?
Yes.
So you've been on this earth 33 years, and almost all of it, with the exception of Orlando and Fort Myers for a little while, was in Tampa.
Yep.
So you know a lot about Tampa. So.
A couple things.
Do your regular, irregular, right. Like,
so
especially like the sports thing.
You, and you just got to come up with your answer, like, no thinking, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so since we're at the Cake Girl, I know you're not a big sweet guy, but chocolate or vanilla?
I say vanilla.
Vanilla. Good choice. All right, now we're going back to Tampa Bay. Bucks, Lightning, or Rays?
Lightning,
okay.
Oh, hockey. That's a surprising one.
Our champs here.
I love hockey.
You do? Yeah. That's awesome. Hillsboro, Pasco, or Pinellas?
To live or to...
Both.
I'm from Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Pasco. I like Hillsboro better.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Never lived in Pinellas, so I can't really hate on them.
Yeah. They've got good beaches over there. Speaking of
I
beaches,
heard.
Favorite beach in Tampa Bay, Greater Tampa Bay?
Probably Clearwater.
It's a good one.
Clearwater or St. Pete, pretty close.
Yeah. Would you say St. Pete or Tampa?
For beaches or for...
For in general.
I'd say Tampa.
Okay. Favorite restaurant in Tampa Bay?
I don't know. We eat out a lot. We're like sushi lovers, like Italian. I don't know. That's going to be a really hard one for me. Because I like all foods.
Do you?
And it's hard for me to choose one thing. That's always the thing, is like, what's your favorite restaurant?
No,
like, just like you asked me, what's my favorite food? I don't really just have one favorite. I like
just
a lot
all
of things.
Them.
what's your favorite steak place?
Favorite steak place? We've been going to Shula's for years.
Shula's, that's a place.
I like and Don Shula is like a legend in the football industry, right? So, but like the USDA Prime Stakes, like you really can't beat him. Okay. I don't know. I also like going to Salt Rock Grill, if you've ever been there, in Indian Rocks Beach. They have good steaks and seafood. But, you know, everybody always says, like, Charlie's and Ruth Chris. And,
yeah, that's what you usually get.
You know, the standard. You're the first one to say Shula's.
I know. I didn't know there was Shula's
here.
And
you know what? Yeah. I agree with you.
Shula's. You know, Shula's is delicious. And, you know, not only that, but the service is excellent. Mm-hmm. They actually take the time to, like, you're not just a number there.
Okay.
You know. They actually, it's like a team, too. They all work together. And that's just the way that he founded that company. I mean, being a sports guy, it's like a team, high quality, high energy. I don't know. That's probably my favorite steak place.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, would you rather have a steak or a sushi?
Steak.
My man. Okay. He's still a red-blooded American.
I love steak.
You can keep your man card.
Yeah. I really like a lot of steak. We eat a lot of steak, too.
Yeah. Can't go wrong. All right. Last one for me. Favorite podcast in Tampa Bay?
This one, of course.
Hey, good answer.
I mean, geez, whenever I listen to podcasts, this is the only one.
Yeah. It's the only podcast you know about. This must be the only one he knows about.
Oh, my. Well, thank you, Kirby, for answering all of our crazy questions.
You're welcome.
Rob, so, gosh, it's been a while. We're a little rocky here, but let's get to our non-Florida man story. I know you found a good one yesterday, so I'm going to let you talk about it, but I love the way you titled it. You called it Rocket Man, and I thought that was hilarious.
This one's Rocket Man. So the non-Florida, do you know the idea of the non-Florida man story?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the time they're like, Florida man, Florida man, so everybody in our state. So I find a story of a crazy person from another place that's not Florida. And that's what this is about. So we don't tell you about it beforehand because we want your like authentic reaction to it and your thoughts on it. So that's that's why. So the headline is: Person flying with jetpack spotted near Los Angeles International Airport again.
That's mind blowing.
So. Says a person was spotted soaring high above Southern California using a jetpack again for a second time. For a second time in 6 weeks, an unidentified person was seen flying using a jetpack near Los Angeles International Airport. It's unclear whether this is the same individual, like how many people out there have freaking jetpacks, that it would be somebody else. Uh-oh. Here we go. Got some action.
Going to another jetpack call.
Yeah. So. Guy must have fell out of the sky.
He's here.
He ran out of fuel. At the time, the jetpack was flying 6,000 feet in the air. 6,000.
Wow.
It was a China Airlines crew members that reported the sighting. Imagine what they must have been thinking.
Yeah, what the like, heck is what? That guy doing?
Iron Man. So, yeah, the FAA had alerted the local law enforcement, and they're working with the FBI and looking into trying to find this person that's flying unauthorized near an airport. Like, you can't fly within, like, 7 miles or whatever it is near an airport.
So they didn't even find the guy.
Yeah. So this is what they say. Here's the quote. We just passed a guy in a jetpack from the pilot to air traffic control. And the controller went on to inform another pilot and couldn't help communicating the strangeness of the situation and saying, only in LA.
Hey, you know what? At least it's not Florida.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool actually if it was, but yeah. I wouldn't be bad having a jet, but maybe he'll come for the Super Bowl. Maybe he'll try and sneak in. You know, how they used to have those guys that would parachute in?
Well, McDill here though, I don't know how long they'll last up there in the air, but
blast them.
Our friends down there, they're always flying over, so
exactly.
I don't think
that's not the place I would practice my jetpack.
Probably not anywhere near here, that's for sure.
Thank God for our military at McDill keeping us safe. Right?
It'd be like having F-18 on his ass.
Oh, my God. I don't even know, where do you buy a jetpack? And, like, how do you learn how to use
I don't know. But let me check if it's on Amazon.
That'll be on your next podcast.
Yeah.
Where to get jet one pack. And how to use it.
Rob can test it.
Jetpack. Yeah.
Maybe bring a jetpack like, expert on your show.
6,000 feet in the air. That's high. I mean, that's a lot. I thought maybe he's, you know, when I first started to read the story, I'm like, maybe it was a, you know, couple hundred. 6,000 feet.
Yeah, that's
he's like
pretty,
up in the clouds.
That's pretty high.
Oh, my Lord.
I can only imagine seeing that from a plane.
Holy shit. Could you imagine sitting out in the plane and you look out the window? Oh, my
yeah, what's that
God.
Guy doing over there?
Terrifying.
I can just imagine the pilots. Oh, man, what is this? Look at Flying Man.
God, man. Oh, man. Well, one less Florida Man story. Right?
Yeah.
So there we go.
Yeah, oh, that was gosh. Back in, like, October. It was a little while ago, but, mm-hmm. you know, we hadn't done a podcast, so.
Yeah.
And you're probably hearing it here first. Uh-oh. Oh, we're still good. You're probably hearing it here first because I didn't know it until I went looking for it.
Yeah. Well. I don't even know what to do from there. I mean, it's been a while since we've done a podcast episode with COVID and everything going on. It really kind of pumped the brakes on a lot of going out. And at least now here we can sit outside and enjoy the brisk, cold weather. Here at the brisk,
and enjoy
thank
it.
Thank you, Kirby, for letting us break our seal back with you. Here in Carrollwood. So.
Yeah, we were excited to get you on because I think... You were always in the plan for 2021. You know, we had a plan for the whole year pretty much laid out and doing these every week. But like she said, you know, I went to a podcast convention in Orlando back in beginning of March and I was all pumped up. I came back from that. I'm like, man, I met all these podcasters from all over the world. And they had me all fired up, and then they're like, we're shutting everything down. I'm like, COVID. I'm like, are you kidding me? And that just put the brakes on everything. But you were definitely on the top of the list, and so we're glad we got to get here and do it today.
Yeah, well, we're glad to see things are starting to get back to normal somewhat here in Tampa Bay. We're glad to see the small businesses are still thriving. I know it's been tough for all of them, so God bless all of our small business owners because it's been a rough couple months. But most everyone's been doing pretty well, I think, for the situation.
Considering, yeah.
Considering the situation, the real estate market has been absolutely on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So I know Rob and I have been very busy with that. And home builders are just building like crazy right now. So it's been a very interesting year, 2020, but... I'm wondering, Rob, what are your goals for 2021? Do you have any hopes or ambitions?
Well, my main goal is to remain not getting sick.
Yeah.
That's my top number one, like, don't get sick. But no, I mean, I have a lot of business ambitions and things that I want to accomplish this year. You know, obviously, I want to double my real estate business and keep that growing, but I also... You know, I got some other things in mind that I want to get accomplished before the end of the year.
Exciting.
Yeah.
See you? What Rob has in store. Same, just staying busy. I've got the kids at school, and that's a whole other thing. But I'm just trucking along, working on some house renovation projects. So
ooh, house renovation? Is that why you're selling everything?
Yeah.
Or giving it away?
Like, anyone needs a wagon, a table.
I saw that.
Bar stools. I've got a lot for free. Please take it out of my house. So, what about you, Kirby and Christina? I mean,
I don't really have much time to be at my house to do renovations. We're hearing hammers in the background. Other people are doing renovations very close to us here.
Yes.
So what you said is absolutely true. I think that, you know, we've been working more during the pandemic than, I mean, I was working a lot before, but I feel like now I'm like, the days fly by even faster.
Mm-hmm.
But every time I have to go to Home Depot for something, or Lowe's, so I'll give them both credit, or Ace Hardware, you know, they're slammed, you know, and you talk to the guys there and they're like, oh, we're not at a shortage of, we're out of all these things. We're busier than ever, and it's like, wow, well, that's great. So people are still out, like you said, they're doing renovations. I have some that I need to get done at some point when I can have a couple days off.
I don't think you're going to have any of
I got
septic,
a guy that
septic tank is the next thing on my list.
Oh,
so.
Goodness.
Because we live in Lutz, so we're on septic and well. Mm-hmm. So that was my first house that we've had this, and we renovated the house when we bought it a couple years ago.
Oh, that's exciting.
So yeah, we have a ranch house on 2.5 acres. So wow. We're learning the country life a little bit, right? I've always been like a city boy, city water, city sewer. So yeah, this is a new thing.
Like
getting your septic tank pumped out, your drain field's not working.
Yeah, those are a different set of problems.
Yeah, new problems to have, you know?
It's just adulting at its best. So.
But it's good. You learn a lot.
Uh-huh. So true.
I'm serious. My buddy probably do it for cake, you know, like in exchange for cake as payment.
Yeah. He does septic tanks?
I don't know if he does septic. What do you need done to it? Pumped it? He didn't pump it. I mean, you got to call the honey wagon for that.
Yeah, I already called the honey wagon.
I don't know if I want to know.
Yeah, the honey wagon.
Oh my gosh. Well, 2021 looks great for Tampa. Like I said earlier, we've got the Super Bowl coming, all sorts of new small businesses with the Grove and Sparkman Wharf, all the new businesses going and hotels going down there and Water Street. So it'll be an exciting year, and we're glad to get the podcast back rolling.
Yeah,
we're
happy.
Happy
to be back.
Before 2021 hits, so thank you all for tuning in and for staying loyal to us. And anything else you want to say before we?
Oh, I'm good. I'm cold. I'm like, it's starting to warm up a little. I mean, we could sit here all day and do this if it was a little warmer, but now I got got stuff to do.
This is the closest you're gonna get to the winter weather right here.
We got one day of winter.
One day of winter, probably Christmas will be nice and hot again.
I'm sorry.
Just outside.
Or rainy. Let's
out.
See.
Hashtag Florida. So.
Yeah. Hashtag Florida. Well, hopefully the 2021 is the year she gets on the Cake Wars. I'll be watching. Keep track. Cake Wars, by the way, I know you're watching. Not really, but if you are.
They might be.
Put
them
on.
Know.
We'll tag them.
Tag him.
We're gonna tag you.
Oh well, thanks, Kirby.
Yes,
thanks,
thank you guys.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you all for watching and for listening. And check out the Cake Girl on Facebook and Instagram. And we'll see you guys later. Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
so simpler.
That correctly.
Simpler.
That would not be good.
That's not very French.
Yeah, I mean you could do it the proper way, but it's a lot more confusing that way.
All right. I'll do a little like.
Hey, I'm stereo.
I'll do it while we're talking. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Here
ready.
We go.
All right. One. Two, three.
Welcome to the This is Tampa podcast with
Rob.
And I'm Jen. And today we have a very special guest, Mr. Kirby Legat. All right, start over. All right, ready?